The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Well, hello there, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'm delighted to be back again with Father Reginald Foster once again. Father, I'd like to speak of the World Day of the Sick, and in particular I'd like to tell the story of Lourdes in Latin. It all started at the foot of the Pyrenees. Did the Romans ever get to the Pyrenees?
Oh, well, certainly. They were all over. They had all of Spain and France. They knew all that stuff.
So how would they call the Pyrenees?
La Pourdum. Lourdes is La Pourdum.
And Pyrenees?
La Pourdum. Uh-huh.
At the foot of the Pyrenees?
Ad radicibus Pyrenensium.
So in 1858, when a young lady by the name of Bernadette Soubirous...
We call her in Latin Bernardula, little Bernadette.
A young lady?
Puella, Bernardula. Go on.
A simple peasant girl.
Uh-huh.
How do you say that?
Rustica simplex puella.
Claimed that the Virgin Mary had appeared to her on 18 occasions.
Oh, many. Asseverabat... Sibi se videndam de disse Virgine Mariam duo de vicies. 18 or duo de vicies. It's kind of hard to say in Latin.
Investigations failed to shake her narrative. How do you say that?
Narrationem eius investigationes evertere vel concutere non poterant.
Now we got to the last line of my potted history of Bernadette Soubirous. How do you say potted history in Latin?
What does potted mean?
A pressy.
Okay, I understand, yeah. Capitulatim est historia mea. So capitulatim dicta or something.
So the capitulatim dicta, the last sentence of the capitulatim dicta is a spring with miraculous healing properties that appeared at the same time, that was in 1858, began to draw invalids from all over the world.
Fons cum virtute quadam salutifera...
That's healing.
Salutifera, fabulosa, miraculous.
Fabulous.
Fabulosa,
that's
salutifera...
Where you get fabulous from.
Certainly, that people talk about that.
We used to talk about the Beatles as the Fab Four.
Okay. Cum virtute, with power. Cum virtute fabulosa salutifera. What happened to the spring? I didn't finish the sentence. A spring with these healing powers did what? Appeared?
Appeared, yeah.
Quae eodem tempore emerzit.
Began to draw invalids from all over the world.
Cepit infirmos undique gentium aducere.
Mm-hmm. Now I've got a concept for you here to translate. As always, when there are alleged miracles, there was some red tape. How does one say red tape in Latin?
Oh, red tape. We would probably end up saying officiorum impedimenta. Impediments of the office, you know, bureaucratic impediments.
Before it got ecclesiastical recognition.
Officiorum impedimenta, antequam bene, antequam autoritate ecclesiastica est comprobata.
And finally, Bernadette was canonized. That's
tandem
amazing.
Relata est in Album Sanctarum Bernardula.
In 1933.
Anno millesimo, nongentesimo, trigesimo, tertio.
The day that we celebrate Our Lady of Lourdes, it's the day that the Catholic Church celebrates the World Day of the Sick. It's a day that maybe we think of what we call the anointing of the sick. The anointing of the sick, which used to be called extreme unction.
Yeah.
So anointing is a word of what origin? Is it
ungo
Latin?
Ungere is just to, ungo ungere is to spread with oil. So unctio is just
That's extra unction, though. I'm talking about anointing of the sick. I'm talking about the difference.
Well, I mean, you say unctio infirmorum. Now it's called unctio infirmorum.
So part of the
oiling
old extra unction
of the sick.
So part of the actual terminology, extreme unction, before Vatican II, was called extreme unction.
Which was the last anointing.
Last anointing.
Has remained. Now we call it anointing of the sick.
Mm. But in Latin it's called
Unctio infirmorum.
Infirmorum. So there's a link there, isn't there, between the old
concept
and the new.
Oh, yeah, it's the same smearing with oil.
Mm-hmm. Extreme unction was imparted in extreme situations when one was on death's door. How does one say death's door?
Okay, in mortis limine. In articulo mortis, they say. In articulo mortis, on the hinging or the turning of death.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.